You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. It's a beautiful Wednesday night, 8:16 p.m., 16 minutes after our show is supposed to start. Apologize for being late. You know, we're busy people. We got stuff going on. But we're always here for our fans, so don't worry. We're here to have a great show. Shorter than usual, but still just as good. We're undecided. It's the name of our show. I'm Joey.
I'm Luke.
Yeah, I hope you guys are having a killer week. I mean,
I know we
I don't
are.
Know. Yeah, I mean, everything's going great. I mean, I have no complaints.
Yeah, me neither. I'm all good.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the weather is so nice. I think that's really what's getting me.
Yeah, I like not having to wear a big jacket.
Yeah, and I think the weather affects my mood a lot more than I thought it did. Because I'm just like a little bit less bummed out.
Yeah.
Which is a nice thing to see.
It's nice to like want to be outside.
Yeah, it's refreshing. Like walking between buildings isn't like, I gotta freeze before I can go do home. Yeah. It's like, oh, okay, this is good. This is refreshing. Good. But yeah, we're out here almost at the end of our semester. Can't believe it's almost over. It's crazy. It flew by, it, man. College is it's crazy, man.
It's flying.
Just zooming by. Well, good thing it's almost over. But we're gonna be hitting you with a classic.
Is it?
I mean, I think it's a classic, in the sense that I like it. But I mean, maybe some people wouldn't consider it a classic. It's Not My Baby by Always. Always is spelled with two V's instead of a W. I think it's a good song. So you know what? Our listeners can decide, but I'm a big fan. I'm behind it.
I'll be judging
I'm here with Always.
I'm going to be the judge, whether it's a classic.
You know what? Official judge Lucas Prescott is here.
Yeah,
he's ready to.
Hey guys,
we have Always on the set.
I'm just here in the room always.
Yeah, just like the band.
Oh my god, that's full circle. We did it.
All right, so here's Not My Baby by Always.
Thank you.
That was Not My Baby by Always. I wonder if they're not their baby.
You think? I don't know.
You think?
I couldn't really tell.
It lost me a little bit there. I was like, is it really a baby? Or is it not your baby?
Yeah, that was my thought process.
Yeah, what's the verdict on whether it's a classic, though? That's what we're all here for.
Oh, yeah. Once it gets older.
All right, so we'll be back in the studio in about classic, 20 years. Same time, same date.
Classic just is like, it's been around, you know?
Yeah, no, I just throw it around aimlessly because it's fun. I'll just be like, ah, this is a classic. You know? Like, Not My Baby by Always, the classic.
Yeah, but for a real classic, I got one.
I'm listening.
Symphony by Marvin Gaye, but specifically I don't even know how to say it. It has a bunch of weird things after it, but it's like a somehow different than the original, I guess.
It has a bunch of stuff after it. Like the LP mix?
Yep.
Is it the S? What is it?
Salam.
Remy
LP mix. I don't know what that means, but...
I don't know. So we're going to be doing a mix version of Symphony by Marvin Gaye. I'm not exactly sure what it sounds like, but I'm excited. It's off of the album You're the Man, I believe. Here is that song.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
She's only known as Symphony. Soul of me. Ooh. Symphony. Yeah. She's sort of like the song. She moves along.
That was Symphony. I cannot read what the rest of the song is. It's like the Salam. It also looks like it's written like Remy, like Do-Remy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Remy, so I don't know how to pronounce it, if I'm supposed to pronounce it Remy, or just, basically it's a mix it's of symphony. Yeah. It's an LP mix of symphony, but it's really, really good. I really like Marvin Gaye. Same. I mean, I'm not saying it's like a controversial opinion, but
classic.
He's so good. It's a really good version of that song. Yeah, I would definitely say Marvin Gaye gets classic. Always, I just really like them a lot. All of their music is really powerful. But yeah, I'm trying to think of what I should play next. I do have music. Luke, we're trying to get hype. We're trying to listen to some sad boy music. What direction are you feeling right now?
Whatever you got.
All right, I'm gonna hit 'em. I found this song the other day when I was looking through. There's a I'm not one to support Reddit usually, because Reddit can be pretty bad. But there's a subreddit called Listen to This, which is really good. It has a lot of like new music that like people wouldn't have heard of. It's one of those like, oh, like I only post my music on SoundCloud and Bandcamp type things, but actually pretty good because it's fairly. It's not actually curated, but people usually download music that's bad in a good way, not necessarily in a bad way, which is surprising.
Yeah.
It's got pretty good music if you all are interested.
It's always the underground subreddits that are the better ones.
Yeah.
The more popular ones are normally pretty bad.
Yeah. I think it's gotten more popular with time. I don't know how many people are on it, but it's still pretty good, which is good. But there's a song called Butterflies in a Gale that I found that I like. It's like techno music. But yeah, I don't usually play a lot of music like this, but I liked it when I listened to it. So like here's
EDM or something.
It's not like
that.
EDM. It's more like electronic lo-fi.
Is it like home or house music?
Sort of. Yeah. It's a little bit more like
that.
Like
the artist Home?
Yes. Similar, but still different. Okay. I don't know how to describe it. I don't listen to a lot of electronic music, so I don't really know a lot of the subgenres. All right. But it's by Arthur, but like take out the U, so it's just Arthur. Arthur. Okay, so here is Butterflies in a Gale by Arthur.
Life has a way of finding those who look for it. Home is not always as far from us as we believe.
Butterflies in a Gale by Arthur. Very, very different than what I usually play, but I like it a lot. I don't it reminds me a lot of, and this is just because I don't listen to a lot of electronic music, but it reminds me a lot of the Tron Legacy album and like Daft Punk, because that's the only thing I'm familiar with, which is more like pop electronic. But
they do a bunch of stuff though.
They do a lot. They got a lot going on. You know, those Daft Punk
classics.
Those Daft Punk people, you know, they got stuff. They got stuff happening. Are we trying to play some music over here?
Yeah.
I'm trying to play some music.
Yeah. Can I go?
I mean, you got the mic, man.
All right. Flip-flops.
The mic is hot.
Flip-flops.
Okay.
By Oilix.
Okay. Flip the flops, baby.
It might be on Spotify. I don't know.
We gotta check.
I mean, the other one by them is on Spotify, so I don't know.
Hey, we got it. Flip-flops by Oilix, baby. Yep. Yeah, is this off that same album, or is this like a single? Okay, so
the same one.
There's an EP called Summer Trip. If you haven't heard it, you should. It's very good. It's only like 4 songs. It's lo-fi music. But it's a really, really good set. I like it a lot. But here is Flip Flops by Oilix. That was Flip Flops by Oilix. Really good song. Really, really good song.
Yeah, Oilix is pretty good.
Like, I have yet to hear a bad song by that artist, so you know what? We'll definitely continue to listen. I don't know why. I actually really, really like... There's some lo-fi artists where I'm like, alright, like, this is just like a really basic beat. Like,
yeah,
you're really like, some, they'll have like really, really good songs, and then their whole albums will be like, all right, this is just like a beat you threw together. It's not really a song.
And theirs always has like a certain vibe.
Yeah,
like a summertime vibe. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I can feel the sunbeams coming down, that chill vibe, like that 2 p.m. like you're doing nothing, you know, like the people do
just by the water,
you know, playing, you know, playing, building some sandcastles.
We're just hanging.
Just hanging with the boys.
Just looking at the water.
Yeah, just for like hours.
Yep.
For like from 2 to 10, like just staring at the ocean.
I would do that. As the sun I wish sets. I could do that right now.
That'd be nice. Like just literally watching the sunset like over the ocean.
Yeah.
For hours. That sounds good.
I want to go home now.
Oh, yeah, me too. All right. I'm going to be playing a song, surprisingly.
Whoa.
You know me. I rarely play music on the show. So,
yeah.
I'm going to be playing... Actually, you know what we should do? Our show, we got to like expedite. So we're going to do some PSAs. Now that I was just thinking about it, I noticed what time it was. What is near me? If you guys enjoy those paper ASMR sounds. What's this? Is this this is the food safety one. That one's really long.
Yeah, we kind of ran out.
Let's do... I'm going to do the one on hepatitis C. Okay. Wow, there's a bunch of these. Okay. This one is titled Testing Event. Nope. We're not going to do that one. That's an example one. They didn't actually write it for you.
Oh,
here
nice.
Is... This one's titled Three Facts About Hepatitis C. Three facts you should know about hepatitis C. 1. Hepatitis C is the leading cause of liver cancer. 2. Hepatitis C testing is not part of routine blood work. 3. Millions of Americans have hepatitis C, but most don't know it. This disease often has no symptoms. Talk to your doctor. Early detection can save lives. That's the whole PSA.
Oh. Nice. Yeah,
that's from Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Cool. I'll read a info. Red Cross one.
Cool. Thank you.
Because there's a bunch of these, but they're all different.
Bless up.
This one's titled Volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
A home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families. But we can change that. The American Red Cross is working to reduce the number of fire deaths and injuries in... Community in brackets. I don't know. In Easton. I don't know. Working with volunteers, we are visiting homes to install smoke alarms, replace smoke alarm batteries, and help families develop an escape plan. We can't do it without your help. Join the fire prevention campaign. Visit redcross.org to volunteer today.
Thank you, Red Cross.
Thanks.
And community in brackets.
Yeah, that was a little... That one...
I think it's one of those... That's what threw me off on the other one. I think it's one of those, like, insert here.
No, yeah, it is. But I just... They didn't even give me a warning, you know?
Yeah, come on. There should have been a big warning. You'll have to improv.
Yeah. Let me know.
Come on. I'm just trying to read it off the sheet of paper. I'm just trying to... I support your mission. You just need to help me out. But yeah, should we read one more?
I can read another one of these because they're all different.
I was trying to see if we have other topics.
Oh, I mean, they're all...
Like, oh, they're all on the Red Cross one? Oh,
yeah,
go for it.
They're
go
just ahead. Like, I mean, some of them different are still things. Fires, but...
Go ahead. Wait, you got it. You got the mic, man.
Wait, this one's a fire one again, but you know what?
You know what?
You just, can never be too careful. Yeah,
go for it.
It's called preparedness.
Always.
Did you know that if a fire starts in your home, you only have 2 minutes to safely escape?
Actually,
that's why it's
that.
Important to have working smoke alarms and test them monthly. Should also develop an escape plan and practice that plan so everyone in your family can get out in less than 2 minutes.
Wait, Luke, we don't have an escape plan for our house.
We'll do that.
All right, thanks, PSA. I need it.
A home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families. They like that line. But we can change that. Make a plan today. The American Red Cross has other tools to help keep your family safe. Visit redcross.org to learn more.
I mean, we probably should.
We actually, yeah.
But yeah, we probably should. Our house will probably go up in flames randomly.
I mean...
We did have to sign that form where it was like, just so you know, there's lead in your house. Is that on? Can you hear that on the mic?
I don't know, but there's a large banging noise, like clanging metal, that seems to be going on outside.
It sounds like something's hitting the window outside of our studio with like a metal bar.
If by chance that person is listening, stop.
Please, we would love...
That'd be great.
Our listeners really enjoy not having metal bars hit into their ears.
Yeah.
So or if like, you could like,
you know,
like
people talking outside.
We only have like 18 minutes left in our show. Come so like, on. If you want to just like come back then, that'd be awesome.
Just but like take a 18 minute break.
18 minutes starting now. Look at your watch. Time it out. It's easy. You got it.
Take a breather.
Go to your house. Set up an escape plan, as we just told you. Exactly. You only have 2 minutes to get out. So, I mean, you got to make sure it's time. So take that 18 minutes to test it out. Make sure it's down
pat. Test it 9 times.
We're really helping you out, honestly. You're not helping us. We're helping you.
Anyway,
we're going to play some music so you don't have to listen to it. And also because the song's going to be good. So we're going to be playing Is This It by The Artist Is Too Long. And I found the song yesterday, so I already forgot.
Excuse me?
Here is Is This It? ? By The Greeting Committee.
Oh.
Yeah, it's good. Here you guys go.
I fell asleep in a stranger's bed in the house that I grew up in. Oh, I was hanging over the edge. I was afraid of when I was just a kid. When I was just a kid. I made inside my head, they were choking on medicine to cure themselves of what doesn't exist, while I was peeling my old skin. Rip me out again. Who is this it?
That was This Is It by The Greeting Committee. Really, really good song. Actually, if anyone's interested, look it up, because it has a really cool music video.
Yeah.
It took me a while to like actually find the song, because it's not even in one of their most popular like songs. And it just has like a really good music video, so I would definitely check it out.
Nice.
But yeah. The banging has stopped, which is exciting.
Yeah, that's good.
And no one's just randomly walking into our room showcase it to some rando.
They were definitely listening, I think.
But
thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've significantly improved internally, if anyone was wondering.
Yeah.
We're here. We're ready to kill the last 13 minutes. So, Luke, what do you got for us? What are you tossing into the playlist?
I don't know.
What are you blessing our viewers with?
I don't know. I'm looking through my SoundCloud.
All right.
But that's always...
No. Yeah.
You never know, really.
Yeah. While you're doing that, I'm just going to look at the mural that they still haven't finished on the wall. It's looking like it's almost more faded. It's just continuously getting. I feel like it's just going to eventually fade away before they end up actually finishing it. It's a nice looking mural, but man, it could look so good, but no one's taking the time to finish it, and I really don't have the talent. I wish I did. Basically, it looks like a record. We talked about this before on the show, but it's just not finished. There's an excellent art piece to our left as opposed to our right, where someone who used to, there's a group of people who did like a big radio show on our campus a while ago, and there's this really awesome painting of them up in this room that one of them made, who's an art and chemical engineering double major, and it's a really, really, really cool painting, and I wish that the other side of the wall, because the other side of the wall has like a bunch of cool stuff hung up on it, but this wall is just basically barren. So I really hope that someone finishes it, because it would fully complete the aesthetic, because we got like a bunch of records in here. We got a bunch of like random art. We got like a bunch of hung up stuff. We got like papers all over the place. It's a good aesthetic for like a college radio show studio. But that mural would solidify, I think, WJ. I think it would make it a lot cleaner. I would be more encouraged to have a better show. I wouldn't just keep it at the level we're at right now. I would go harder if we had that mural. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm trying to say. Also, I cannot stall longer. I think this is all I have.
I'm sorry.
This is the only bit I have. In case everyone was wondering, I did eat Raisin Bran for breakfast this morning. It was very good. I tried to eat bananas with it, but my bananas aren't ripe yet still. I've had them for like a week, and they're still not ripe. It's really rustling my jammies.
I didn't like that. Anyway, I have a song. You're welcome.
Awesome. Sorry, listeners. I was in the middle of a story.
It's Lamp.
Yeah, well.
By Haruka Nakamura, featuring New Jobs. Okay. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but.
Yeah, I've seen this artist's name before.
New Jobs, yeah.
It's like spelled like NUJABES. I've seen him before.
A really good, he made really good beats, and he was like super talented, but he died really young, which is really sad. But
R.I.P.
They're like his beats were always like, you could tell it was him, and then
very unique style.
Yeah, and then like, yeah, he had a really big fan base. And yeah,
that's up. Well, RIP, hope we can continue to enjoy their music.
Yeah.
Here is Lamp by Haruka Nakamura.
Yep.
Featuring Nujabes.
Yeah,
Hopefully we'll pronounce it. Apologies if we're pronouncing it wrong, but we're trying our best here in the studio. I'll
look it up.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Here is Lamp. Enjoy. Thank you. That was Lamp. It's a good song.
Yeah.
It's a really good song. We have about 3 minutes left. What are we thinking of playing last?
If we can go a bit overtime.
I'm listening.
I have another New Jabez song, which is a classic.
Okay. All right.
Might have to look on SoundCloud.
That's fine.
Or YouTube. I don't know.
I'm here for it. It's
called Aruarian Dance. I'll show you how it's spelled.
Oh, okay. That made way more sense visually.
Yeah. Sorry.
No. It's not. It's not your fault. I'm super visual. And so I would like the Chinese classes I'm taking. I like ace the reading comprehension, and then the listening. I'm like,
Can you repeat that, please?
Help. Actually, I'll be like, hey, you want to say that like one more time?
I mean, yeah, that's. It's hard with any language, really.
Yeah.
But I remember French in high school. I would just be like, that was a little fast.
You could, like... You want to just write it down?
Yeah.
I know
that's what I'm supposed to be doing, but, like, can you do it
for me? Could you do it instead? I don't want to do work, but here is... Actually, you know what? Aruarian Dance by New Jabez.
You know what?
New Jabez. Hey, man.
Shots in the dark, but we're going
with that. If anyone has any Chinese names they need me to pronounce, I can. Everything else, I struggle with.
Yeah.
Here's Aruarian. Yeah, see, I can't even do it. How do you say
Just do like Aruarian.
Aruarian
Dance.
Dance by New Jabez.
By New Jabez.
Okay. I'm almost there.
We're getting there.
But yeah, this will be our last song. I'm going to sign off after this, but here it is. You have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. We have been undecided. I'm Joey.
I'm Luke.
Hope you guys have a great rest of your week, great rest of your night, great rest of your life.
Here's hoping. Am I right?
Yeah, dude. Fingers crossed.
Both of them.
Literally all of them.
All of them. So, you don't ask. Don't ask how.
And my toes.
Yep.
That one you really shouldn't ask about. But yeah, don't. I really don't. It's a long story.
I didn't even want to know.
Anyways, have a good night.
Bye.
I had plans, but they just disappear to the bed.